Adan Ulan Bitabujo Kanaka Vadato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishwambaro Ivadvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Bande Jagat Priyakuro Corona Avataro Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himava Divyatscha Visundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Narayan Inandam Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur Avirbhav Mahamahotsavatiti Ki Jai. Today is the appearance day of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela, intimate associate of Nityananda Prabhu, the son of Narayani, who is the niece of Srivas Thakur, whom we are told when Mahaprabhu told her once to cry, take the name of Krishna and cry with Krishna Prem, which he did, much to the pleasure of Mahaprabhu. She took the remnants of Mahaprabhu, she has exalted Vaishnavi. Guru Maharaj pointed out something interesting that one might think, well, what about Vrindavan Das Thakur's father? That him, he was an atheist. So, as we learned recently in the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj with Nrisimhadev, again, Guru Maharaj said, generationally, Hiranyakashipu, like Asura Bharja, the best of the demons, you know, public demon number one, son, Prahlad Maharaj, son, demon, son, you cannot predict this. And it's also a way of, he's saying, annihilating the misconception of a seminal succession. Jatagoshai, that from father to son, that you don't inherit Krishna consciousness in that way, actually. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we hear so often mentioned with regard to like Grihastha Ashram and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and so many children, and 12, 14 children. And Guru Maharaj said, and only two of them were seriously interested in pursuing Krishna consciousness. And of the two, we consider one to be a sahajiya. So then how rare this is. And, you know, tatra lolim mulyam akalam janmakoti sukriter nalabhyate Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. Lolyam. What is required is a genuine hankering, not a feigned hankering. Right? The show of hankering, but genuine hankering in the deep heart's core for this divine substance, which is coming from the Supreme Lord through the medium of his devotees. Generally speaking, Krishna is not a devotee. Right? He's Krishna. Others are devoted to him. He is Krishna, and you have devotion to Krishna. Right? Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arsa Britya. When Kaviraj Goswami is singing the glories of Nityananda Prabhu and the foundational chapters of Chaitanya Charitamritam, says, Ekala Ishwara Krishna. There's one Ishwara, and that's Krishna. As announced in the beginning slogan of the Brahma Sangita, Ishwara Parama Krishna. Right? That's the first line. Ishwara Parama, the Parameshwara, the supreme Ishwara is Krishna. Anadi Radha Govinda, and that Krishna more specifically, Govinda. So, and when he says this, is it a slight of Nityananda Prabhu? Never. Right? He says, you know, Preme Matta Nityananda Kripa Avatar. It's by the, he's the Kripa Avatar, the mercy avatar. So many avatars we hear, and they have some specialty. But Nityananda Prabhu, the Kripa Avatar. Only by his grace do you get entrance into the divine domain. Heno nitai bine bai, Radha Krishna pai tenai, nitai koruna habe, braje Radha Krishna pave. So then why is he introducing this Ekala Ishwara Krishna or Sabritya, all of his servants, to say Nityananda Prabhu, who in this is Krishna's other self, the first other than Krishna. Krishna, the Nityananda Ram, Balaram, that he's in the mood of a servitor. Right? He also wants to serve Krishna. Not to compete with him, but to serve him. To what degree? In every way imaginable. Right? Vrindavan Das Thakur mentioned as, and why different name? Ananta. Ananta means unlimited. He has, in this sense, context, unlimited service aspirations. Right? And the love poetry or the love songs, and people will echo these sentiments when they're so enamored with another obsessed. And they'll say, you know, I want to be the ground beneath your feet. It's a nice sentiment. But with Nityananda Prabhu and his Ananta Shesh expansion, it becomes true. He's the ground beneath his feet. The singhasan, the asan on which the Lord sits, the Brahman thread around his body, right? And so much divine paraphernalia. So it's not only merely a poetic expression, but realized through his capacity to expand out of service necessity. Right. Saraswati Thakur mentioned the Raga Marg Bhakta, they're interested in service. Right. That is their target and aspiration. Mm-hmm. So, why did I say that? This section? Back to,
not to compete with him, but
yeah, way before that.
Primary chapters of Sri Chaitanya.
Yes, way before that.
You cannot inherit.
About Kaviraja Goswami. Oh, inheriting.
Yeah.
Right. And Dr. Goshai, Nityananda Bangsha. Vrindavan Das Thakur. He laments that as he was born at in the final days of the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. So actually, this becomes interesting as well. How he's saying, oh, if I could have been there, you know, if I was born a little earlier, I would have seen these pastimes, you know, with my own eyes. Like Rupa Goswami saying, Sri Chaitanya Kamei Dushor Api, Sri Chaitanya Api Dushor Yashati Padam. When will I see these as I beheld in Vrindavan? Like, oh, if I'd been born a little earlier, I could have had that opportunity. Yet, he's the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela, the primary biographer of Mahaprabhu. And I think we're not going to want to open that door again. So, where did all of this come from? I want to read the beginning, a little bit, fragments of Srila Saraswati Thakur's introduction to the book, and it's very revealing. He says, the author composed Sri Chaitanya Mangal, or Bhagwat. It was originally Sri Chaitanya Mangal, but then someone else wrote a book by that name, so it became known as Sri Chaitanya Bhagwat. By the order and mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he did not exhibit any pride by presenting this great work. Rather, he humbly states that living beings who are under the clutches of Maya cannot possibly describe by their own endeavor the topics of the Lord, who is the controller of Maya. Out of his causeless mercy, the Supreme Lord personally manifests in the heart of a living being who has received the mercy of Sri Guru. So, and we find also in the Chaitanya Bhagwat when Mahaprabhu visits Murari Gupta. Okay. That, and he comes in the form of Varahadev. So he knocks on the door, Murari Gupta opens the door, and see, there's the Varaha avatar. It's some particular bhav coming from Nimai Pandit. Right? And astonished and dumbstruck, Nimai Pandit says, Murari, offer some prayers. That would be appropriate, as he's stunned. And what does he say? If Ananta Shesh, with his innumerable, you know, his thousands of mouths, who's been glorifying you since the beginning of time, if he cannot properly glorify you, then what to speak of an insignificant person like me? But that in and of itself is a prayer. And he mentions there, he says, actually, only you are capable of glorifying yourself, which is stated here by Srila Saraswati Thakur in his commentary. And that's why, in the opinion of Guru Maharaj, when at different times, when, how shall we say, newly recruited neophyte devotees think of writing some book or some literature, Guru Maharaj would say, is it descending from that plane? It's coming down from that plane and you're being used as an instrument to express something. Is it of that quality? Because once the subject came up, the devotees were sort of like innocently asking Srila Guru Maharaj different questions. And maybe a little naively, and one said, like, isn't it more important to distribute books than to write them? But, I mean, we could say, if it's your group, yes, you know. But Guru Maharaj's answer was, he said, you know, a non-devotee can distribute a book. Like, we might put the books in a bookstore or something. You know, it doesn't require, right? Although in time, it seems that mainly devotees perform this activity. Paramananda Prabhu has some experience, as do others. But Gurma said, but only a not only a devotee, but a devotee of higher order can so-called write a book or be the instrument for that expression. So, as I've mentioned, in the Bhagavad Gita, which is universally renowned not only by Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, but Vaishnavas in general, Mayavadis like the Bhagavad Gita, outside of India, European thinkers, the American transcendentalists, everyone has some appreciation for Bhagavad Gita. But, and many of those people outside of the Vaishnava community, they generally pride themselves on the, you know, predicate what they accept or on the basis of, you know, what's been expressed rationally. But I find it interesting in this case, as we see in the beginning, you know, it's, you know, Sanjaya Uvacha, right? And Dhritarashtra Uvacha, Dhritarashtra said, and then Sanjaya said. And we find that Sanjaya, who's Dhritarashtra, who's blind, as if to underscore this point, he wants to know what's happening. And Sanjay, who's not there, is telling him, right? So the first thing they should say is, oh, we dismiss this wholesale because of the method of transmission. He's not a an eyewitness, right? A firsthand observer. And well, are we supposed to believe, as he says in the end, Vyasa Prashada Shrutavan. By the mercy of Vyasa, I heard this divine conversation. Right? That's what he tells us. He didn't say, I was there and I overheard this, I was nearby. No, he says, Vyasa Prashada, by the mercy of Vyasa. And there's Vyasa again, Veda Vyasa. By the mercy of Vyasa, I heard this conversation. So why do they not call into question the method of transmission? Because of the overwhelming spiritual substance. Everyone finds something there of value. Right? So similarly, we may say, was Vrindavan Das may not have apparently been there for these, what is described here? But what is Saraswati Thakur telling us? By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, it was his order and by his grace, this was infused in him. Right? This was a live stream broadcast. So live streaming reality, Vrindavan Das Thakur. And it's not that in any sort of remoteness in the objective sense degrades the experience or makes it anything less than what it was. Right. So, and this I find very interesting. This is the Gaudiya Bhasya of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Right. That means his commentary. And he will begin by describing so much about Radha and Krishna as Mahaprabhu. What he describes here, we'll find later in Chaitanya Bhagavat, it puts everything into context because we could ask the question, with the Chaitanya Bhagavat and that being the authorized biography of Mahaprabhu, what was the necessity for Chaitanya Charitamritam? Right? Kaviraj Goswami himself goes out of his way to praise Vrindavan Das Thakur and saying whatever he's described is perfect, but there may be some other aspect of a particular pastime that he did not describe, and those things I will describe on the basis of the notes of Srup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami. But whatever Vrindavan Das has described, that's perfect. And for me to retell the same thing with the same details would be an offense or some sort of, self-promotion. And that is not my idea. But what he is... lest we think that, so there's just some other details that Kaviraj Goswami is filling in. No. In fact, what appears in the Chaitanya Charitamritam, if we follow closely what is given in the beginning, is the internal reasons for the descent of Mahaprabhu. So that means that isn't fully expressed in the pages of Chaitanya Bhagavat. But Saraswati Thakur will say why. So he begins by saying, this fortunate insect, he's crawling over these divine words. It says, Ashraya Vishaya Dvaya Anyonya Sambhogamoy Radha Krishna Madhurja Dekai Vipralamba Bhavamoy, Sri Chaitanya Dinashroy, Duye Mili Odarja Biloy. So he's saying, Radha and Krishna, they have their Madhura Rasa pastimes and Sambhog. That means, union. He's saying, but when they combine as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, three things he says is there. The personification of Odarja, a personification of Odarja and Vipralamba Bhav. So as Guru Maharaj says, when he says, and Dhyanasrai of giving shelter to the fallen souls. But as Guru Maharaj says, the Odarja, that means the Acharya Leela of Radha and Krishna as Gaur and Gadadhar. Right? So there, what is it they're distributing? Right? Vrindavan Das Thakur, Saraswati Thakur will say that it is, that he says, Vrindavan Das Thakur teaches that one should not labor hard to find conjugal pastimes of the Lord in his Odarja pastimes. That's a little awkwardly put, but the point is well made. So Krishna, Radha and Krishna, they've not descended in these divine forms to enjoy rasa, as in the rasa lila. But Odarja, according to Srila Guru Maharaj, means in distribution mode, which is even greater. Why? Because we'll hear the concluding words of the Madhya Lila, Krishna Lilamrita Sar Tar Shata Shata Dar Das Dike Jaha Vaha Jaha Hoite Se Chaitana Lila Hoy Sarovarakshoy Manasa Hungsa Chara Tahate. That Krishna Lila Amrita Sar. Amrita means it's the, creme de la creme of nectarine substances. Right? The ultimate nectarine substance. Right? That means Madhura Rasa. Right? The object of the churning of the Kheersagar. Right? But then we're told it is reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. That makes perfect sense. Who can enter that zone? What level of confidentiality and suppression of Krishna's divinity. It's become so eclipsed and so suppressed into the background that one can interact in loving intimacy with Krishna. So we see the gradual progression from Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhura, Svakya, Parakya. So, and the concluding words of the Upadesh Amritam, concluding sloka, that the Parama Prestas, Prestalibi, the it's a rare achievement for them, the divine waters of Radhakunda. So how special is that zone? So it's reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. Right. So then what is Chaitanya Leela? I'm like, oh, they brought those pastimes down into this world? That's not what is being said. Saying it's the magnanimous distribution of that. So what as Guru Maharaj once said, what was it? A sign that says, welcome, no admission. Right? Usually there's one. There's either a welcome sign or no admission. He's saying here, welcome, no admission. No admission, welcome. That place that is most exclusive, that you could never enter into, and crores of lifetimes, right, is now being given entrance by Radha and Krishna themselves. Right. That is why it is suicidal to ignore or marginalize the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Right. There's a certain section of Gaudiya impersonators. They give some perfunctory bow to the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, and then consider they've been given entrance into the Krishna Leela zone. But Vrindavan Das sets the groundwork for that and putting all the emphasis on the grace of Nityananda. Nitai korunahabe braje radha krishna pabe. Without his grace, there's no hope of entering there. Kaviraj Goswami, who delivers Chaitanya Charitamritam, which is an exclusively Madhura Rasa literature, revealing the inner reasons for Mahaprabhu's descent. He's saying, only by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu was I given admission in the Vrindavan. What is he presenting based on the notes of Sripdamidar Raghunath Das Goswami? What is Raghunath Das Goswami's history? He can only get entrance into the inner circle of Mahaprabhu after he gets the grace of Nityananda Prabhu and his devotees. So it's consistent in that way. So he says, Odarja and Vipralamba Bhav. Right? Vipralamba means separation. So Krishna, he's Rasaraj. Right? That means he's the Sambhog king. Why would Krishna descend in this world as Mahaprabhu to experience that? Right? Lakshmi Sahasrasata Sam Brahma Sevyamanam, he is already in that situation to the extreme. As Gurudev once said, like, in a simple way to understand the difference between Lakshmi Narayan and Krishna of Goloka, saying in Vaikuntha, one Lakshmi for one Narayan. Right? What does Brahma Sangita say? Lakshmi Sahasrasatasam Brahma Sevyamanam. Thousands, millions, billions of gopis for one Krishna. In one line, the difference is given there. But that Krishna observing the Krishna consciousness of Srimati Radharani, who's the ultimate personification of Krishna consciousness. Observing her, that has aroused his curiosity to experience what it's like to be her. And we should say, this sort of thing is not found anywhere, is not expressed anywhere, described anywhere. We could say in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and that pastime at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, where it's Kaviraj Goswami refers to as Devi Bhav. And Mahaprabhu, it's again, as if laying the groundwork for what is to be expressed later. First, he's saying, oh, I want to take that position. Rukmini, and he's showing Lakshmi, even Ma Kali, Durga, every concept of Devi there may be. And Radharani. But later in Chaitanya Charitamritam, and because this Chaitanya Bhagavat deals primarily with the Adilila pastimes, it means up to Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas, this Radha Bhava Duti Subolita, Radha Bhav begins to become fully expressed and manifest after sannyas. So where the Chaitanya Bhagavat ends with the sannyas of Mahaprabhu, the Chaitanya Charitamritam begins really with the sannyas of Mahaprabhu. Right? So that Krishna, Rupa Goswami says, aparam kasyapi pranayi janavindasya kutuki rasotstamam hrutva maduram upabhoktam kamapiya. Rucham swam avavre dutyam tadyam sa chaitanya kim sri chaitanya kim chaitanya kritir atitram na kripayatu. Serving all of these innumerable gopis, the devotion of one outshines all others, like dyotamana. That means Radharani. And seeing, and remember, it's not like these other gopis are nothing. I mean, they're all super servitors. They're all Krishna consciousness to the nth degree. Still, she outshines all others. And it awakens the curiosity in Krishna, what is like to be her, but particularly in separation, when she's exhibiting separation, that's Vipralamba, Vipralamba Bhav. That's what he's descended to taste. Srila Gurudev said so many times in one sentence, what is Mahaprabhu's tasting matter? That is the key to unlocking the understanding. What is it? He's repeatedly plunging the depths of Vipralamba Bhav. Separation, because separation at its zenith point releases the most superior type of Krishna prema, and with the highest quality and the highest quantity. That means Mahabhav. And so Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. And Srila Saraswati Thakur, this is very interesting that we come to this point. Bhakta Roy Ramananda Gore Braja Yuva Dvandva Deke Nija Bhava Siddha Chakshe Se Kale Roy Bhup Krishnera Sanyasi Rup Nahi Pai Sadhikara Lakshe. When Ramananda Roy saw with his divine eyes Gaur, the combined form of Radha and Krishna, he did not see the sannyasi form. Right? We discussed this the other day on the appearance day of Ramananda Roy. that in the beginning, it should be reversed and saying, he didn't see him as a sannyasi, he saw Radha and Krishna. So, whom in the beginning he saw as a sannyasi at the beginning of their conversation, as Guru Maharaj said, iho bahya age kaho ar, means dive deep into reality. As they go deeper and deeper into reality, deeper and deeper into the reality of who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's not seeing a sannyasi anymore. That's what it's saying here. Right? What is he seeing? Radha and Krishna. So the line is there. Rasa Raj Mahabhav Duyek Rup. This extraordinary combination. Rasa Raj Krishna, Mahabhav Radharani. So Krishna, the king of rasa, rasa personified, and the one who can extract the rasa. Do you understand? They necessarily, the two must be there. And you say, Krishna, you know, he's just, you know, nectar personified, he's Akhila Rasamrita Murti, he's all these things. And then how to get that? And I say, well, then I'm running to Krishna, you know, directly. Why would I want anyone intervening? Because capacity, magnitude, capacity, ability, extraction capability. So just saying, there's infinite Krishna, and the other side is like a finite soul. What is their capacity to interact with him, to extract from there? The finite extracting from the infinite, right? Like, we think of the sun, as it's mentioned here, meaning Ashray. And I also quoted the concluding slogan, Ananda Leela Maya Vigraha, the Ananda Leela Moy Vigraha. So the sun, we think about it, it's the 150 million kilometers, correct? Approximately. 93 million miles, it's around 150 million kilometers from where we are at present. Right. So at this distance, we thrive, right? And there's atmosphere, there's layers, all of that. Right? At 150 million kilometers, we thrive. If we think, no, I want to go direct, right? Long before you reach there, we will disintegrate, right? Because we can't withstand the intensity of the heat and light of the sun. Even at 150 million kilometers, we can't look at it directly, right? So, in a comparative way, but think of it like this. Think of the sun. That's Krishna's magnitude of beauty, right, sweetness, loving reciprocation, of sun-like magnitude, of loving reciprocity, beauty, sun-like magnitude of beauty, sun-like magnitude of sweetness. Right. If you try to go direct, we disintegrate long before you get there. It's a fantasy. But just as with the sun, we're told the asray, the shelter-giving personality, they, in a sense, shields. That doesn't mean a shelter here. Right? Like the, I remember in school when we were being taught about iron ore and steal. Right? So they would say, so they would show these pots. Maybe they're smelting crucibles. They show these pots, and they show that they're putting the iron ore in, and they melt it, and then it becomes hot, and then they're pouring them out, and then it cools and becomes steel. And then inevitably, someone would, you know, raise their hand and say, how come the pot doesn't melt? And the teacher would say, because it's made of harder stuff. Right? You go, wow, there's something so hard. You can put like hot molten steel in there and pour it out, and it will cool and become steel, but that pot doesn't melt. So it's something like that. The asraya, they're made of harder stuff in the sense of they can withstand, not only withstand, but thrive on the intensity, the magnitude and intensity of the beauty, charm, sweetness, and loving reciprocity of Krishna. Those are the super servitors, asraya vigrahas, and various rasas. But who has the ultimate extracting capacity? Who's capable of reciprocating with Krishna equally? Right? The better half of the sweet absolute, Srimati Radharani. We cannot conceive how great she is. As great as we may, we try to think of Krishna, that there's someone, although Krishna's all attractive, right? Everything's being drawn to the central conception of the infinite, the human-like Prakriti Lila of Krishna, irresistibly drawn by his inconceivable magnitude of beauty, charm, sweetness, love, and affection. That Krishna is irresistibly drawn in attraction to her. So what is it about her that causes that? Right? That as irresistible as Krishna is, he finds her irresistible. Right? And Charitamritam, he's saying, what did he say? The whole creation is driven to madness by my fragrance. Like we were talking about agarwood, this fragrance. It's told different, like the palms of Krishna smell like that. And it drives the gopis mad. But in Gita we hear, punyo gandak prithivyam cha. All these wonderful aromas, all the flowers here that have this, they're almost hypnotic. The fragrance, you smell a flower and, you know, And you enter, you know, a mild trance. They said that Cleopatra used to perfume her sails of her ships. So before she arrived, they're like, well, what is that? And then the like ship comes in and then she walks on. I mean, she knew how to make an entrance. Right, but you know, the sense of that will capture their imagination, and still the fragrance industry seems like, because it does something to the mind, it's mind stealing, these aromas. What does Krishna say in the Gita? All those wonderful things. I'm that. I'm the origin of all of that. So if all these wonderful things exist, and they capture our imagination, right? He's saying, so the whole creation is mad after my aroma. And then what is he saying? But I'm mad after the fragrance of my beloved. That's inconceivable, yet is expressed there. Every time he says something, when he mentions her, it's superior. Whatever, he's saying, whatever effect I'm having on you, to put it in other words, saying whatever, you know, the God concept is having on him, saying she has that effect on me. Right? So how inconceivably qualified she is, to the point where Krishna he can no longer he's not content to merely theorize about this. He's omniscient and says, I can't estimate the limits of her prem, as expressed by the poet. Jadi gor nohoite tabiki hoite, kemare daritam dehe, radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janatake. He wants to come and experience that himself. And that, and we don't see a parallel, right? We don't see, because then the devotee, the how do you say, the what's the opposite of the asrai, bishai, the enjoyer and the enjoyed. We see devotion is so powerful that the object of all love and affection, the supreme object of all love and affection, is captured by her devotion to the point where he wants to experience it. And the inverse is not given. Do you understand? Is that clear? In other words, the devotees are saying, I wonder what it's like to be the supreme enjoyer. There is a group, you may know someone, who are experimenting with that notion. And you see what it leads to. Like, it reminds me of, so you're saying about asking simple questions and simple answers. I'm saying, well, Prabhupada actually did that a lot. So we were trained to, like, say, if someone said, what's the purpose of life? We'd have to say, the purpose of life is to engage in self-realization. Or, you know, the purpose of life is, you know, to develop your love of God. And I mean, it's true. But so these reporters are at it's a news conference, and, you know, they're all there. And someone says, what's the purpose of life, Swami? And Prabhupada says, enjoyment. And they all like, really? You know, and he goes, problem is, at present, we are not enjoying. And then he began. But that's the situation. Right? So, as we thought, Balaram, who can compete, can defeat Krishna with love and devotion. To what degree is he a servant? A servitor? Sanatana Goswami Prabhu says that when Krishna, all the gopi and Vrindavan, they're experiencing separation from Krishna, at one point Balaram returns, and we hear in the pages of the Bhagavatam, he has a rasa-lila there. Vishwanath points out is with different gopis. But Sanatana Goswami Prabhu says, he is offering this rasa-lila to Krishna from within his heart. That's inconceivable. He's performing rasa-lila as an offering to Krishna. Right. So who could compete? Right. They are sabritya. They're all servants. And then there's this small, tiny section of little, you know, jiva. Really, Shiva wannabes, to paraphrase something Guru Maharaj said. Really, Jiva, we want to be Shiva, master of Maya, right? He's master of Maya, but servant of Vishnu. Right? But Jiva, we just want the master of Maya part. Right? As Sanatana Goswami Prabhu said, when the Jiva's about to leave, make it through the eight different layers, ready to finally break out of this Durgam prison house. And he said, and Maya comes before him, this and this beautifully seductive form, and says, like, you know, where are you going? You know, he's on his way out, and you figure he's passed the last test, and Guru says, and at last, the sweet bullet enters the brain, and expressing his, he's now realized that he doesn't want to be a slave anymore to his senses, to his mind, all these things. He's just about ready to escape. And Maya makes the last suggestion that, yeah, but see, that was with you as my slave. What if I become your servant? And he's like, for real? Would I lie? You'll be Shiva and I'll be your Shakti. And Gaurav said, the sweet bullet enters the brain. Right. So that's our position, unfortunately, and as Prabhupada said, at present we are not enjoying. That is the problem. Right. Where all the others, they want to take the position of a servitor. I think that's wonderful. Even Balarama, but Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. And then what do we find in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu? That lo and behold, Krishna has become a devotee. Right? He wants to experience that position. And not as the supreme enjoyer faking it or feigning it, but Hritva madhuram upabhoktam kamapiya plunders the heart of Srimati Radharani, enveloped in the heart of Radharani, Shama Sundar, Krishna, that inconceivably beautiful blackish Shama, Shama Sundar, the heart of Radharani is, as Guru said, a lighthouse of Krishna Prem. Turns Shama Sundar into Gauranga Sundar. That's why he's golden. Why he's, the golden avatar. Gauranga, Gauranga. His limbs, he's all being permeated with Krishna Prem. And when one devotee asked Srila Guru Maharaj, when he heard one of his incredible descriptions of the descent of Mahaprabhu into this world and his gift, as Rupa Goswami says, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurtushe Namaha, gifting Krishna Prema Anarpita Charim Chirat Kornavatirna Kalo Samarpartam Unatodvila Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam. The devotee is sort of like shaking his head and saying like, why? Why? It seems excessive. He didn't say that, but that was the gist. Like, in other words, these fallen souls, give them something. Why? You give them something so high, and not just high, the highest, liberate them or give them some city or, as a gift, some, luxury item. But this, and Gromar said, this is the very nature of Sri Chaitanya avatar. He said, what should he do? He should come down, he said, and distribute some stone chips, like, gravel like we have in our, he should distribute that to everyone. Said, no, if he is in fact, as Rupa Goswami says, the Mahavadanaya, there's no one more magnanimous than he, then that would mean that you would have to take the highest thing, of which there's nothing higher, and distribute it to the lowest people of whom there is no one lower. That would be the parameters of the Mahavananaya avatar. So to the people of Kali Yuga, the lowest of the low, right? And what are you distributing to them? We can say, oh, Krishna Prem, Krishna Prem. But as Guru Maharaj said, And this is the salient point. He's saying, he's distributing what he thinks is most valuable, right? Not that like, all right, well, this is what I really cherish and what I think is the most valuable thing, but no one will complain if I give this. No, he's thinking, what I have, what I consider to be the most valuable thing, what converted me to Krishna consciousness, right? The type of Krishna consciousness that's in the heart of Srimati Radharani, that means Radha Bhav, Maha Bhav, I want to give that. That's inconceivable. What is beyond the constitutional capacity of jiva souls to experience is being gifted, right? That's the Rupa Nuga line. And that's why Srila Guru Mahārāja said, once you have a taste of the Radharani and gratitude to a serving room, saying, have a taste of what we're tasting. He said, once you've had even the slightest taste of this substance, what to speak of all other taste, all other rasas become tasteless. And although it's not given in the hidden treasure of the sweet absolute, Guru Maharaj, in parsing the sloka, raso varjam raso pyasya parandrishtva nivartate, which generally translated as when you've had a higher taste, automatically you give up the lower taste. And I only say this because Guru Maharaj, it comes from him, he said, that he sees this as a reference to Gaur Leela compared to Krishna Leela. Once you've had a taste of Gaur Leela, that becomes everything, right? Where they've combined. I'm saying, how is this possible? Because Rasa Raj Krishna, Mahabhav Swarupini Radharani combined as one, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. So, and in distribution mode, they're a charge of Leela. They're, as Guru Mahārāja said, Navadvip is, every atom of Navadvip is capable of giving Vrindavan in full. Right? Gaur Leela is the entrance to Krishna Leela. Right? And he said, and the Mahaprabhu Sankirtan is the Rasa Leela in distribution mode. They're bringing in new recruits. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, very beautifully actually in Chaitanya Bhagavan, saying like, for the people, and he's sort of keeping these things suppressed, thinking, you get the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, and this, he knows where it goes. As Nityananda Prabhu knows, when Mahaprabhu told him, you go to Bengal, as Guru Maharaj said, Prabhupada also, he said, the Bengalis are a hard nut to crack. We're talking about the betel nut the other day. That's the nut that comes to mind. So he said, the Bengalis are a hard nut to crack. That's why he had to send Nityananda Prabhu. And, you know, who will like go door to door? He's falling at their feet, begging them. You think, Nityananda Balaram, begging people, Bajagoranga, Kahagoranga, Lahagoranganam. Mahaprabhu said, wait a minute, I said Krishna Upadesh. Tell them about Krishna. And what does he know? If you want me to give them Krishna, I give them the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And then you get Radha and Govinda. You get everything. You get your interest in the Vrindavan, into the seva, the confidential seva of the holy lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Yata yata gaura padara vinde. Vindeta bhaktim krita punya rasi tatat tatat sarputi hridya kasmat radha padamboja sudamburasi. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is saying, focus all your attention on the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Guru Maharaj gave two examples in this regard for us to understand. He said, one, there's a type of, you put your coin in one place, like in the slot, and then the ticket comes out the other side. Right? So he's saying, your coin is your serving capital. Place in the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, get your ticket to Vrindavan. He said, or he said, it's like when you get on a plane in New York and you get off in India. So you, he's saying, and who is Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur? Asta Saki Tunga Vidya. So should she know how to get entrance to where she lives? Right. Does she know how to get you to come to where she lives? She should know that. Right. So Asta Saki Tunga Vidya, who appears in Gaura Leela's Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, is saying, put all your exclusively focus on the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. And then what will happen? And who will grasp this? Krita Punya Rasi. Later, Saraswati Thakur will come, you know, Krishna Varnam, you know, Sangopana, Yajnayi Sankirtana Prayi, Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. Those of refined theistic intellect, Sukritivan, Krita Punya Rasi, they'll see the opportunity that is before them. And what is the result of this? The consequence? Tata tutot sarputi hridya kasmat means what will appear in the heart? Radha padam boja sudamburasi. The, again, Guru Maharaj's words, the Radha rasa shudhanidhi will begin to flow in the heart of that servitor, and they'll spring out of the soil in Vrindavan. And so Vrindavan Dastakur, Nityananda Prabhu knows that, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur knows that, Vrindavan Dastakur knows that. So here, he's cautiously, carefully, systematically bringing one along this way, and what does he say in the end? There will two things. One we should say is, he said, and how much you can appreciate of what is given here is like a bird flying in infinite sky according to the capacity of the flyer, or diving deep, the divers who dive deep in search of the pearls according to their capacity. He's saying, but also, future Vyas will come. As we see, the Chaitanya Bhagavat ends abruptly with Jagannath and Baladev slapping Pundarik Vidyanidhi to underscore Ragamarg, Ragabhakti. And what is it? The service, the unqualified being given some special opportunity. It abruptly ends there. And after the Sannyasa Mahaprabhu, and Charitamritam picks up from there. But just to conclude with this, Kaviraj Goswami says that when he was searching, seeking the approval of the Vaishnavas, when the inspiration came, devotees, when they would hear him describe the internal reasons for Mahaprabhu's descent, and they thought, Prabhu, no one knows these things, and no one knows the pastimes that you tell us, that you heard from Srup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami. Please, you must record them for the benefit of all the devotees and the posterity. And he's naturally shy, hesitating, feeling unqualified, and as Saraswati Thakur is divine revelation descending and looking for a medium for expression. So what would any devotee do? What to speak of the higher devotee? Approaches the senior Vaishnavas of the day to get their blessings and approval. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, Lokanath Goswami, others. But he mentions Haridas Pandit of the Madan Mohandiri. He's the lead servitor there. And we're told about Chaitanya Bhagavat that because he is like the leading how do you say, singer, teller of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. For all the, all, so all these Vaishnavas of higher order would assemble the Madan, the various, Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan deity there. How beautiful this is. All these higher Vaishnavas would assemble there, and Haridas Pandit would read from Chaitanya Bhagavat. And it said, they appeared like so many stars in the sky, and he appeared like the moon, and the way he sang Chaitanya Bhagavat and gave vent, expression there, was like rivers of nectar descending from the moon. So, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, Narayani Nandan, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Avirbhav Mahamahotsavati Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai, Nitai Gopramanandev.